not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. Thank you for your attendance at DSC's convention and expo. Because of you, the vital conservation, education, and advocacy work of Dallas Safari Club will march on. BigGame.org.
Welcome back to the Kender Outdoors Camp House here at DSC's Kender Outdoors. Tickle that you're here. Thank you. Front door to the camp house brought to you by Calming Care. Calming Care from the trusted name Purina settles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. He's just a little too happy. Well, Calming Care very gently over time, it's not a drug, it very gently over time settles that overactive dog. A lot of people have had great results. They're really happy with the results they're getting from Calming Care. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com, and learn more about Calming Care. Normally in January of every year, I get together with some friends on stage at Dallas Safari Club, and we just have a great time for a couple of days. Guys like Larry Wysoon and Ron Spomer, Jim Zumbo, Craig Boddington, Ivan Carter, and Jim Shockey. Well, because of COVID, January got pushed back to February. And then just before Christmas, the city of Dallas said, hey guys, I'm sorry, no big gathering at the Dallas Convention Center this year. So our in-person expo and convention turned virtual. Things turned out really well. Everybody showed up for the auction and had a good time, as good as we could, without being face-to-face. But I sure did miss seeing my buddies. So we're going to reunite today with Jim Shockey, and we'll try to catch up with the other guys as we move along through the year. Jim has a big event coming up next weekend, and we'll be talking about that and how you can have fun with the Jim Shockey Classic coming up later in the show. Pour yourself a cup of coffee, make yourself at home. You're in camp with us at DSC's Kender Outdoors. Hey, it is time to get back outside, get in the boat, catch a mess of crappie or a great big bass, or maybe round up some buddies and go shoot some sporting clays. If you do that, do it for a good cause. I want to talk about that with Caitlin Aguilar. She joins me now from CASA of Tarrant County, Texas. Hey, Caitlin, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I wouldn't think of letting this slip by without us talking about it a little bit because, hey, we can meet in person again. We can go out and have a clay shoot and laugh and talk and eat and have fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a fun event.
It is a fun event. And it's coming up this coming Friday in Tarrant County, Texas, just outside of Fort Worth, Texas. And it's a whole lot of fun for a really good cause. CASA, C-A-S-A, Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children, and the money that it takes to represent these kids, give them a fair shake in a courtroom. Tell us just a little bit about CASA and what this money will be used for, Caitlin.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, CASA of Tarrant County, we're an organization made up of volunteer advocates who speak up for abused and neglected children in court. And actually, Tarrant County has the third highest number of confirmed cases of child abuse and neglect in the state of Texas. So it's a very important cause. Proceeds from the event go directly to helping us serve every child in the county that needs an advocate. And we actually currently have 500 children on our waiting list that are waiting for a court-appointed special advocate.
Yep, there you go. And I've got a link at kinderoutdoors.com, too. If you want to shoot in person, let's talk about that a little bit. I know some of these folks cannot hit the side of the barn, and I know that because they're my friends. We have shot together before. But it's a lot of fun whether you can shoot or not, whether you're good at this or not. You're going to have a lot of laughs and enjoy springtime in the outdoors and some good fellowship together. The nuts and bolts, where and when and what time?
Absolutely. It is Friday, March 26th at Alpine Shooting Range. That's in Fort Worth. We have two sessions to choose from. We have a 9 a.m. and a 2 p.m., and then we also have a 12 p.m. complimentary lunch.
Yeah, lunch right in the middle of it all. And while you're there that day, everybody loves a big board full of guns, and you can you can raffle. You can go out there and raffle that day and win some pretty cool stuff. Also, online, if you can't make it in person, you're not a shooter, but you still want to participate and help the kids. Not only online raffles, but auctions as well, and they run even beyond the shoot.
That's right. So our online raffle is live now, and we've got 13 amazing packages to choose from. Fishing trips, we've got hunting excursions, we got a bird hunting package, hog hunting package. We've got stays at Broken Bow and Destin. This Broken Bow stay is worth over $5,000. That's a big one right there. You can go online to the same website, or you can text CASA, C-A-S-A, to 855-202-2100, and it'll actually just send you a link right to your phone.
How about that? It doesn't get any easier than that. I'm really looking forward to seeing you out there in just a few days, coming up on Friday at Alpine. Caitlin Aguilar, and thank you for all your hard work for the kids, for CASA. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you as well.
And hey, if you missed any of that, check it out, kinderoutdoors.com. Fortiflora, pretty remarkable little canine probiotic. As a matter of fact, it's safe enough to use on little puppies and will build a strong GI system for life in those pups. Learn more when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com.
I'm Champ Caldwell from the University of Missouri Bass Fishing Team. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm dreaming of big bass with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Like everyone, the conservation world has been down a rough road lately. The money generated through science-based and properly regulated hunting, both here in the U.S. and abroad, is the key pillar of support for wildlife and wild places. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. Poaching, drought, antis that would put a stop to hunting and the shooting sports, right and proper education of the next generations of outdoorsmen and women, these things don't stop because of a pandemic, and at DSC, neither do we. Many hundreds of mission-minded volunteers work without glory or headlines year-round for the DSC mission. That mission is clear-cut. True conservation work worldwide, sharing our beloved and precious heritage with all that will hear and take part, and defeating those that would rip up your Second Amendment and rights to hunt and fish. I invite you to come and join us. It all starts at biggame.org.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives, vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry, a huge selection of bison moccasins, shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd, 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
Hey, I want to let you know about something that's brand new and coming to South Dakota this fall. The Dead Rabbit Lodge. You see, the owner received his higher learning from the University of South Dakota, the Coyotes. The dreaded enemy of the University of South Dakota Coyotes is the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. Therefore, the name, the Dead Rabbit. The Dead Rabbit Lodge sits on the eastern bluffs of Big Blue Lake Owyhee. The view from your giant Western Canada Red Cedar Lodging stretches from the dam to the south, almost all the way up to North Dakota. The Big Lodge is finest splendor from top to bottom, perfect for big family or corporate groups. But the Dead Rabbit will also feature separate hotel-style rooms, a great game room and bar for entertaining, guest-only dining featuring the Rabbit's award-winning chef, oh, and about 40,000 acres of the finest pheasant hunting in the world. You won't forget...
the dead rabbit.
The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home. And it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
We screened that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and take a little trip to North Carolina. Catch up with our old friend Jim Shockey. Jim, welcome back. It's been too long.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. We didn't get to do it at the convention this year. I guess it was all canceled.
Yeah, everything was shut down, and I've been just worried sick about you. My old friend Jim Shockey up in Canada with COVID locking everything down. You can't move. You can't talk to anyone. You can't hunt. You're snowed in and iced in. Then today I learned that, no, you're in the sunshine of North Carolina basking in the sun on the golf course. So you've been okay all this time.
Yeah, we've been spoiled. We've been here since November at our Pinehurst home. Eva and Tim and our grandchildren live about 45 minutes away. So we bought a place here 3 years ago, and we've been here the whole winter loving it. It's like I say, we're spoiled compared to what our friends are having to deal with up in Canada with the lockdowns up there.
Yeah, yeah, it's just been terrible, and I want to talk a little bit about that and how that has affected outfitters around the globe. You know, you're at the top of the list there. Boy, when this thing hit and the travel restrictions came, outfitters were suddenly out of a job in a lot of cases.
It's been brutal, and if our Canadian government continues on this path they're on with the border closed for Americans to get into Canada, if they do it for another year, which it sure is looking like they're thinking about it, there's going to be a lot of outfitters that are unfortunately going to be closing up their doors and going bankrupt. Family businesses that have been around for decades. It's kind of a bizarre situation. I mean, I get why they did it, but there's not a lot of common sense in the opening up of the border, which is frightening when you've got a government in control and it appears that nobody's got common sense on the reopening.
You know, I'm not a Canadian citizen and I have no room to talk until they do something like prohibiting the hunting of the grizzly bear. And I see how that affects my friends, how it affects conservation itself, the negative effect on the grizzly bears. And it just doesn't make any sense. I know you've been really vocal about that through the years.
Yeah, yeah. You want to? I'll be happy to send you some of the death threats I get from the antis. Again, when you start managing wildlife populations through social, the way the wind's blowing, it makes no sense. I mean, we've got biologists in British Columbia that, they're smart people, and they say absolutely, hunting is a management tool that we can use to manage the number of grizzly bears. And you know, when the urban centers say, well, you know, we kind of disagree with that, so you can't do it. Well, that's great. But then what happens when those grizzly bears that, you know, kill 32 on average caribou babies and moose babies and elk babies every spring when the you know, they're dropping their babies, the ungulates, I mean, the ungulate population is getting decimated. You can't manage wildlife in this world nowadays because someone finds it socially unacceptable. And that was the reason that the Prime Minister of British Columbia gave for going along with it, was that, you know, it's socially unacceptable. Well, that's great, but it's, you know, you've caused the ungulate population to virtually hit a, you know, a crash level. Well, you know, it's just not right. It's irresponsible, and really they should be ashamed that they've gone down that route.
Unfortunately, just the opposite. They're very proud, I think, of what they've done. And we have a bunch of folks here in the U.S. now that are following that same path, unfortunately. And so we're fighting that fight here in the U.S., as you well know. Pre-COVID, Jim, prior to COVID, what was your travel year like?
Well, for the last 20 years, I averaged 306 days a year on the road, average, you know, away from home. To be honest, the COVID didn't make the decision for me. In October of 2019, that was my last international trip that I had scheduled. So I'd already made that decision almost 5 years before, because I would be booked 2-3 years out in advance for those trips. You had to do it just to organize getting firearms into those countries and organize the expeditions. My international travel kind of came to a stop as of October 2019. And then, of course, 5 months later, COVID became the reason that you couldn't travel internationally anyway. COVID didn't really affect my plans. It did to a degree, because our outfitting, 2020 was a complete loss, zero revenues. And yet we had all the expenses because our government would not tell us, you know, every 30 days they would come up with an answer and say, well, we're going to stay closed for another 30 days. But we had to be ready. You know, all the guides had to be hired. They had to take the time off, all the accommodations, everything. We had to be ready to go. And unfortunately, our government decided on this every 30 days. So, yeah, the outfitting has been a very stressful and a distressed situation where my travel schedule for myself for the filming, that had already come to an end pre-COVID anyway.
Well, and grandbabies came along at that time too. So not only does American Airlines and British Airways and all of these airlines miss Jim Shockey, but his family hasn't even noticed that he's alive for the past couple of years.
I'm definitely a million plus traveler on the airlines, you know, a couple of them. So, but you know, like you say, the grandkids, priorities change, and I've kind of been there, done that. So I don't need to go prove anything to myself. And you know what, as a grandparent with four grandchildren, you know, there's other responsibilities nowadays. I was going to die. It was going to happen. Something was going to kill me. It was the law of large numbers. If you keep doing something and you're not quite as good as you used to be at it, you know, I don't see as well. I don't hear as well. I can't run as fast. And, you know, I'd like to think I still shoot as straight in a given situation. But, being in your 60s kind of says, well, you probably don't. So it was wisdom that said, nah, you just time to slow down. So that's what I've done.
Yeah, something was going to eat you, Jim. It was time to go play with the grandbabies a little while.
you kind of look at the two options. Well, you get a choice. You can be eaten by some critter around the world, or you know, you can play Monster and dolls with your granddaughter. So,
talking to Jim Shockey, the Jim Shockey Classic is coming up next weekend, and I want to talk about that when we come back from a brief break. Can you hang with me, Jim?
Absolutely.
Calming Care is a canine probiotic that also very naturally over time settles the overbarker, overjumper, the dog that freaks out during a thunderstorm. It really helps. Learn more about Calming Care at kinderoutdoors.com. Let's grab a cup of coffee.
Hello, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director with Dallas Safari Club, and this is our Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
It's really exciting to see right now. One thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery. Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time real techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local real shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
Our camp house company this week, Jim Shockey. He's going to rejoin us in a few minutes talking about the Jim Shockey Classic, which is coming up next weekend, actually next Sunday and Monday in South Carolina. It's a really neat deal that Jim and his family host, and it benefits our military and freedom hunters. Yeah, you're familiar with freedom hunters. We talk about them all the time, about the good work that Anthony Pace, Jim Shockey, and the freedom hunters do for our bravest, our finest. Jim will be talking about it and how you can participate and have a little fun with that coming up. Crappie Fest on Lake Fork next weekend. Anglers will be coming in from all over America. Just a reminder, if you have not yet signed up to fish in the Crappie Fest, boy, you need to do that. Lake Fork, Texas, benefiting the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition. This is the highest paying one fish crappie tournament in the world. Right at $40,000 they're going to give away. KinderOutdoors.com if you need more info. I'm going to be taking another little trip down to Joshua Creek Ranch soon. You know how I love that place. We've been enjoying our Axis deer on the table from my last trip down to Joshua Creek. And this time it's a really special mission. They're going to be hosting 75 kids and their families from schools all around the San Antonio and Central Texas area to a day at the ranch. They're going to roll out the red carpet and expose these kids to the great joys of fly fishing, shotgunning, country life. Hats off to my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch, a special place. You can be a part of it with a membership now. All the details at KinderOutdoors.com. Jay Stein is a friend of mine. He's the head guy over at the Texas Quail Coalition. And big news, because we're starting to get some in-person get-togethers back together, and that's what I want to talk to Jay about today. Welcome, Jay. Good to have you back.
Hey, Billy. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, you know, this is the time of year when, as a quail hunter, you're watching for those rains. Those spring rains can grow fall quail a lot of times. We're dependent, you know, a lot of people don't think about it because the hunting season doesn't start until November, but, you know, right now, if you're a quail hunter, you're keeping an eye on things already, huh?
That's right, and you know, a lot of people may not realize it, but we're in the middle of a slight drought, so we do need the rain to keep coming and be spaced out well. You know, we don't need it 5 inches at a time. We need it kind of scattered over the next 3-4 months, and hopefully don't go too long without a good rain.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that snow that we had over the winter, we had a couple of decent snows out west, and That put some good nitrogen in the ground, so that made us quail hunters happy too. I want to talk a little bit about life coming back to the banquets for the Texas Quail Coalition, in-person life. I was so excited to see this email come out the other day saying that, hey, Park City's quail is going to get together live and in person.
That's right, and we're obviously excited as well. And, thank goodness for the persistence of our committee. I mean, we've made a couple of runs, and, you know, we had hoped to have an event in March, and we had to cancel that when there was a bit of a COVID outbreak in December and January, and we just stayed committed and finally set on a June date, and we're very excited to find out that we could have it at SMU again, which will allow us to get 800 people as opposed to our original option was going to be about 300 to 350. So being able to get that much more people in the room means that many more people who we can have to help recognize Bubba Wood as our 2021 T. Boone Pickens honoree, and then hopefully raise that much more money.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so tickled that Bubba Wood is going to be the recipient of that Boone Pickens Award this year. Thursday, June 3rd, get it on your calendar. 800 tickets will go in a hurry. If you want a table or a ticket, you better respond quick to this thing, Jay, because it's always a sellout.
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's, after 3 days, it's already probably 50% sold out. So it will sell out quick. Hopefully by the end of March, we'll be pretty much there.
Yep, there you go. And it will sell out. So if you want to be a part of this, and I would urge you to be a part of this because it's just, I do a lot of banquets. I see a lot of banquets coast to coast, border to border, all over the place. This is one of the finest, funnest banquet events that you'll go to. If you just buy your ticket, come and sit down, bid on a silent auction or two, and watch the bidding take place in the live auction, you have been entertained. It can get pretty entertaining, Jay.
Yes, sir. Our top item has gone for $400,000, which, that's back in the early days of our organization, that's how much we would raise all together. But now we'll have a single item go for that. And if you do need tickets, just our website is parkcitiesquail.org, or you can email us at info@parkcitiesquail.org, and we'll take it from there.
Very good. Or if you're driving and couldn't jot that down, kinderoutdoors.com. I know a lot of you guys are regular visitors there. Come back again because we have the info linked up for Park City's Quail. You guys are known at Park City's Quail, or I say we are known at Park City's Quail as being pretty extravagant with some one-of-a-kind auction items. Can you whet our appetite with just an item or two that's going to be up for bids this year?
Yeah, that's still kind of, in progress. We've got a couple of months to close these deals. We do know we're going to have some great quail hunts and pheasant hunts. I can't really reveal yet till we get some things locked down, but, it's going to be a unique set of items for sure. And, if you've been in the last few years, we'll have a lot of the same items and hopefully some new things to keep it interesting.
You bet. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to be a presenting sponsor and get your logo, company logo, in front of a lot of very serious sportsmen, outdoorsmen, and women, you can come in as a presenting sponsor, a dinner sponsor, a cubby sponsor, different levels of sponsorship that are going to put you front and center in front of these folks, and Jay can help you with all of that. Just very briefly before we go, Jay, for folks that are not familiar with Bubba Wood, Martin Wood, everyone knows him as Bubba for decades and decades. Just give them a little idea, a little taste about his passion for quail and how long he's been doing it.
Well, he's been doing it his whole life, and he's in his 80s, and he's got quite a name around here. He's probably one of the best shooters of all time, and back in his day, they pretty much won everything he entered, and he's multifaceted. He ran an art gallery, Collector's Covey, in Dallas for over 40 years, and he's hunted quail. He's the original quail hunter, and hunted quail in his youth and in Clay County, and hunted quail up until he couldn't anymore. And he's probably our most deserving recipient as far as just an authentic quail hunter. And we're happy that we're gonna be able to honor him in a big way as opposed to a scaled down way.
Not to mention that he has done a lot of work that will never be recognized or seen or even known by everyone else for his work in preserving and conserving our bobwhite quail and the habitat that they that they so have to flourish and carry on. So it's going to be a great night. It's June 3rd at SMU again this year, and I'm looking forward to being there. Jay, thanks again for your time, and especially for all that you do and that our quail folks do in the state of Texas to keep the torch lit and make sure we have these beautiful little six-ounce birds. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Jay Stein with the Texas Quail Coalition. Park City's quail getting together for the annual banquet, an auction that typically takes place in March. It's going to be in June. Well, I sure hope to see you there. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by one of my favorite places on planet Earth, Joshua Creek Ranch. Five-star lodging, dining, hunting. Well, five-star everything. Enjoy the best with a visit to Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more about them at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R.
Hi, everybody. It's World Championship caller Al Morris. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials.
All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
We've camped on the ground and in 5-star lodges, but never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Axis deer, my absolute favorite protein, are legal to hunt 365 days a year in the state of Texas. In fact, the most rewarding trophies generally come in the summertime, June, July, August. They can be hard-horned or in velvet at any point in the year. They're a challenging hunt, a delicious meal, and incredibly beautiful cape and antlers. I don't see any reason why you shouldn't book a trip to go hunt at Joshua Creek Ranch this summer. Low fence, you could actually take down a Boone and Crockett axis deer at Joshua Creek, this free-range herd, one of the biggest on earth. They love Joshua Creek, and you will too. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Let's get back to our special guest on the show this week, Jim Shockey. Jim, thank you so much for hanging on, buddy. Mighty kind of you.
My pleasure.
Hey, did you, what's the name you have for your boat? You bought a boat a few years ago?
The Mighty Thunderjet.
Yes, the Thunderjet. Did you pull it down to North Carolina with you?
No, it's sitting in a boathouse. It would be a pretty big boat to pull across the, 4,500 miles to get it here. And then, it needs an ocean to be happy. And, I'm sitting at a lake here in front of our house, but the Mighty Thunderjet would barely fit in the lake.
Oh, mercy. Jim Shockey, the fisherman now. I love that. And by the way, if you're ever in Jim's neighborhood, stop in for dinner. I hear he's a mean cook with prawns in the kitchen, huh?
Yeah, that's my specialty, actually. Well, that and moose ribs, but and a lot of times we'll do both. So yeah, when I have the Mighty Thunderjet, it's in the water all the time. We have a boathouse there, and 5 minutes from the house, and 5 minutes in the ocean. I'm dropping prawn traps and crab traps, and that's one of the things I miss most about being out here in North Carolina is the prawning and crabbing and eating like kings. I just love it. That'll be the first thing I do once I get finished with my 17 days of quarantine and $2,000 fine and 3 tests you have to have and monitored apps in your cell phone. Once I get all through that, when we go home here at the beginning of April, then the very first thing I'm going to do is go put the prawn traps out in the Mighty Thunderjet.
Yep, there you go. You can't get away from it too very long. Hey, a few years ago, you started doing something very, very special, along with a friend of mine up in Colorado. You guys teamed up and you put together Freedom Hunters and went to work for our U.S. and Canadian military personnel that have seen the rigors of war and military life and deserve a break, deserve a great hunt. And the number has grown now, the people you guys have helped, to a point where I don't even know how many, but you do wonderful things for our military. That takes money, and you've got a big fundraiser coming up March 28 and 29 in South Carolina.
That's right, at the Wild Dunes Resort. It's they call the Jim Shockey Classic Golf Tournament. This will be the 8th year, and actually, I asked Anthony Pace the other day, Freedom Hunters. Anthony started that foundation. It was his and my idea back, I think we were walking in Salt Lake City or maybe Denver, and we were talking about ideas, and that's one we came up with was Freedom Hunters. And he started the foundation, and we have taken over 10,000 veterans of the armed forces on all-expense-paid hunts since that time.
So it's been a hugely successful foundation. And this golf tournament is sort of the flagship charity event to raise funds for the Freedom Hunters. And it'll be the Wild Dunes Resort in the Isle of Palms in South Carolina in a couple of weeks. It's already sold out, but the auction, that's where the big fundraising happens, and anybody can bid on the items that are for sale at this event. It's all online right now.
Yeah, it's all online, and just to make it easy for you, we have a link at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. That'll link directly to Freedom Hunters and Jim Shockey and my friend Anthony Pace up in Elizabeth, Colorado, and what they're doing to raise money for these trips. And, boy, you guys take them on you go around the world with our veterans. You guys have done some really special stuff with them.
Yeah, the outfitters around the world have stepped up to the plate as well. I mean, we raise the funds. It takes funds for the infrastructure and to organize this all, and obviously airplane tickets and whatnot. But the outfitters around the world have stepped up and donated hunts. It's been really wonderful to see. I mean, you never do enough, but you do what you can, and that's what we're seeing is the wave of support for this, Freedom Hunters and taking veterans of the armed forces on these hunts. It's been really, really wonderful to see. It gives me hope, in a time that's, it's not looking that great all, depending which direction you're looking, but it's nice to see the support for this event.
Absolutely it is. A lot of people don't know this about you, Jim, but you can hit a golf ball. And so you're at this event, and they can actually, are you going to do it again this year where they can come up and challenge Jim Shockey for the longest drive or whatever?
Well, it's closest to the pin on, I think, hole number 3 this year I'll be sitting, and I will be there, and I expect everybody to bring their A game. I don't know if it's legal in South Carolina to bet, but in this case the cause is wonderful, and so I bet everybody that I can beat each foursome. I stay on that hole so I can golf with everybody for one hole, and as the foursomes come through, I bet them that I can put a golf ball closer to that pin than they can, and to be fair, the house is always going to come ahead in that bet, but the guys, they step up and they bet and try and beat me, once in a while I do get beat, and the house still wins. It's good, but they get also, whether if I beat their foursome, all four of their golfers, and I get closest to the pin, they get to use my ball for their putt, and they might win the whole big event that way. Also, they get to keep the ball that I hit, which I signed before I hit it, and we've auctioned those balls off just to prove to the people what the value is, and the value is over $500 per ball. Get that at the auction, just for guys that don't get to, keep the ball, the other threesome in the group, or the other three guys that weren't closest, and so they get to keep the ball, and it's worth that kind of money. Well,
awesome.
I say it is. I don't know if I'd ever actually try and auction one of those balls off on eBay, but at the charity event, we auction off those signed Jim Shockey balls, and they do bring in about $500. In fact, one year they brought $1,000 each. So depends on the year, but they were somewhere between $500 and $1,000.
That's awesome, and it all goes to Freedom Hunters to take these very deserving men and women hunting. Jim, I want to talk about television and the internet and media these days for a few minutes, but we've got to take another quick break. Hang on, okay?
You bet.
That's a good friend that'll hang on this long. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it. And the Jim Shockey Classic, you want to know more, we have that info for you at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. And by the way, if you ever want to give us a call, it's easily done, and you can call anytime. 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. Like I said, the website, if you'd like to leave a picture for the bragging board, real easy to upload from your device, your handheld, your phone, your pad, your laptop, whatever. KinderOutdoors.com. K-I-N-D-E-R. KinderOutdoors.com. Come see us.
This is Jim Shockey. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about them with Kinder Outdoors.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Kinder Outdoors.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, and this is DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Welcome back. Sure good to have you in camp with us this week, along with our special guest, Jim Shockey. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Hey, just check with the top dog trainers, field trialers, show dog handlers across North America and around the world. Ask them what they feed their dogs. I bet you the vast majority will tell you Purina Pro Plan. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Hey, my old buddy Ronnie Smith is in my neck of the woods today. Ronnie is teaming up with the Park City's Quail Coalition for a training seminar just outside of McKinney, Texas today. They've asked that you pre-register, but if you haven't heard about this yet and would love to get in on it, maybe they can squeeze you in. KinderOutdoors.com for more info. What a great opportunity to spend time with one of the best dog trainers on planet Earth, Ronnie Smith, from his Ronnie Smith Kennels up in Oklahoma. Also one of our pros that we lean on here at Kinder Outdoors. Bassmaster Elite Anglers are on Pickwick this weekend outside of Florence, Alabama. If that's your neck of the woods and you'd like to catch a takeoff or a weigh-in, it all takes place at McFarland Park, and I know they'd love to see you. I read this story on Irish Central. Did you hear about this? The walrus that made its way to Ireland. The first time ever that a walrus has been spotted in Ireland. Yeah, it's a big deal. This rascal had to do some traveling. Alan Hooligan and his 5-year-old daughter, Murianne, spotted the walrus. Valentia Island off the Dingle Peninsula. They were walking last Sunday morning. And actually got some video of the young walrus. I say young. They believe he is young because his tusks are only about 30 centimeters. And he appeared to be pretty tired when they saw him. Couldn't stay awake. Believed to have made his way all the way from Greenland. More than 1,600 miles. Kevin Flannery of Dingle Ocean World Aquarium said that the walrus more than likely fell asleep on an iceberg that melted off the Greenland shelf and drifted across the Gulf Stream before ending up on Valentia Island. First ever confirmed sighting of a walrus in Irish waters. This is an interesting story, one that as outdoors men and women we should all keep an eye on up in Arizona. The Arizona Game and Fish Commission is taking a look at how we use trail cameras. In December of last year, they voted to open rulemaking with proposed language that would prohibit the use of trail cameras for the purpose of taking or aiding in the taking of wildlife. By the time they're done in Arizona, they could prohibit the use of trail cameras. In certain situations anyway, God created us above the critters, smarter than the critters. Smart enough to set a camera up when we can't be around to see what's going on. So what happens if they decide, no more trail cameras? What's next? Your live scope on the front of your boat? Watch and see.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to KenderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Hey, that big winter storm, ice and snow, sub-zero temperatures that hit Texas so hard a few weeks ago, they're saying now that that's responsible for at least 3.8 million fish killed along the Texas Gulf Coast. 61 different species, non-recreational species, contributed to 91% of the total mortality. The upper and lower Laguna Madre Bay systems were hit the hardest, looks like. Interesting, though, this is not the first freeze to occur in Texas coastal waters. Multiple freeze events during the 80s that killed almost 32 million fish. Hey, North Dakota, if you fish, trap, or hunt, you're reminded that new licenses for the 2021 season are required beginning April 1. That's this coming Thursday. There are a lot of different Purina Pro Plan formulas, one for every dog, and you'll find them at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Like everyone, the conservation world has been down a rough road lately. The money generated through science-based and properly regulated hunting, both here in the U.S. and abroad, is the key pillar of support for wildlife and wild places. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. Poaching, drought, antis that would put a stop to hunting and the shooting sports, right and proper education of the next generations of outdoorsmen and women, these things don't stop because of a pandemic, and at DSC, neither do we. Many hundreds of mission-minded volunteers work without glory or headlines year-round for the DSC mission. That mission is clear-cut. True conservation work worldwide, sharing our beloved and precious heritage with all that will hear and take part, and defeating those that would rip up your Second Amendment and rights to hunt and fish. I invite you to come and join us. It all starts at biggame.org.
Hey, I want to let you know about something that's brand new and coming to South Dakota this fall, the Dead Rabbit Lodge. You see, the owner received his higher learning from the University of South Dakota, the Coyotes. The dreaded enemy of the University of South Dakota Coyotes is the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits, therefore the name, the Dead Rabbit. The Dead Rabbit Lodge sits on the eastern bluffs of Big Blue Lake Oahe. The view from your giant Western Canada Red Cedar Lodging stretches from the dam to the south, almost all the way up to North Dakota. The Big Lodge is finest splendor from top to bottom, perfect for big family or corporate groups. But the Dead Rabbit will also feature separate hotel-style rooms, a great game room and bar for entertaining, guest-only dining featuring the Rabbit's award-winning chef, oh, and about 40,000 acres of the finest pheasant hunting in the world. You won't forget the Dead Rabbit. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's camp house time at Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire, and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
Our special guest on DSC's Kinder Outdoors this week is a good friend of Dallas Safari Club. That's Jim Shockey. Jim, welcome back. I miss seeing you in person.
Yeah, we didn't get to talk to each other at the conventions this year. They canceled them all because of COVID.
Yeah, typically a Dallas Safari Club convention and expo for about the past 10 years or so, Jim and Wysoon and a bunch of guys, whoever we can round up and get together, we have a really good time. It's a lot of fun up on stage. So next year, everybody come on out and hang out with us.
Well, if Wysoon, he's getting pretty old. I don't know if we should invite him up on stage. And Zumbo, too, both. I might be just up there by myself.
We're going to put a handicap ramp up on that stage next year, you know. Start helping these guys a little bit. Let's talk about television a little bit, Jim, because, you know, you got some pretty cool stuff out there now. You're doing a podcast now. You film your podcast and do television with it. You have some really cool guests on there, and it's called Shock Therapy. Where'd that idea come from? It's awesome.
Well, thank you. You know, we have been sort of bandying about that idea for probably 15 years. You know, we had a television program called The Professionals, and at the end of The Professionals, we'd analyze the footage or talk about the footage in the studio. And so this has just kind of morphed from that that we used to have on The Professionals, that five-minute segment. And now it's literally 5 hours. I'll interview a guest. And the difference between a podcast and this, you know, Shock Therapy TV show is A, it airs on television, and B, we have all the footage that goes along with it. So it's not just two people blabbering, you know, and talking. We actually cut to the footage that we're talking about and talk about the footage that the people are seeing on the screen. And then we'll cut back to the studio, of course. So it's really, you know, kind of a hybrid of television, the classic television show, you know, maybe the best darn sports show or whatever they used to have on Sportsnet or whatever it was, and podcasts that you'd see online. So it's kind of the best of both worlds, and honestly, I love it. It's really fun. We don't have those quality control issues that you have on doing straight vertical hunting programming, and we can kind of tell what's going, you know, what happened behind the scenes, where, you know, on when you're doing a half hour television show, you kind of have to, you know, follow the formula. This way, there ain't no formula. We can go wherever we want, and it's a lot of fun, and it's had a great response so far from the viewers.
And tell me what other shows you're currently doing now, because, you know, any day of the week I turn it on, there's Jim's podcast broadcast, there's Jim's dad on TV again. Wait a minute, there's Jim cooking brownies. There's all kinds of stuff with Jim Stocky. What's happening?
Well, that was not Jim cooking brownies, I assure you.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a clue how to cook, but it sure could have been moose ribs, or I guess say prawns or crabs, or maybe mushroom soup, something like that. But we, you know, our shows are, all of our programming is in reruns now, and there's over 500 episodes over the years. I've been doing this for, well, 17 years. So you know, those shows, The Professionals, Uncharted Yukon, Hunting Adventures, those are all re-airing on the Sportsman's Channel, and I believe on the Outdoor Channel as well. I'm not even sure. And on the My Outdoors app that anybody can get around the world, that's streaming, you know, all of our television programs. And that, like I say, there's over 500 episodes. We even had Rogue River Men that I think it aired on the Sportsman's Channel originally. That is now in reruns. And I mean, a lot of people never even realized we did that. Carter's War, I think that's probably in reruns. We produced that as well. All that's happening, plus our Shock Therapy, our new television show, Shock Therapy, is on the air, as we talked about. And we've got another one that's called Yukon Harvest that nobody knows about yet, but that will be airing on the Aboriginal Network up in Canada, I think, in the last quarter of this year, and then it'll be syndicated around the world. So you know, there's a lot of a lot of Jim Shockey on the screen. I get tired of my own face, frankly, but there's some good shows, especially like you say, when my father and father-in-law, Hal and Len, when they're on there, I'll watch that. You know, I don't care how many times you watch that. It's really, really funny stuff.
I miss Hal and Len. I miss seeing your dad and your father-in-law on TV. They were so much fun, and everyone, they were the stars of the show. And I'm sure that many times you had to go back and edit for language and attitude.
We would film 40 hours, and of that, you would see about 23 minutes for a half-hour TV show. So trust me, there's a lot of what they said, you know, ended up on the cutting room floor. But, you know, now with our new show, Shock Therapy, we can actually revisit some of that. And, you know, times have changed, and they're gone now. They're in heaven. So, you know, we can start to air some of those outtakes on Shock Therapy. They're still alive, I guess, in one sense. Anybody can still enjoy their wit and their wisdom.
Yeah, keep them coming, Jim, because we love them. Speaking of love, you have been around the world, gosh, who knows how many times, but your heart, I think, is in the Yukon. Do you still get a thrill, Jim? You've been there so many times through so many years. Do you still get a thrill out of the Yukon?
It is the purest wilderness left in this world, and my favorite place to hunt and my favorite animal to hunt is the Alaskan Yukon moose. It's so remote. I mean, our opening territory, Rogue River opening territory, is 7.5 million acres, and there's not a single road, not a single house, just our cabins and tent camps, and all, you know, it's airplane access only. And It really, truly is a place that I wish every hunter could visit and experience once, at least. I mean, I've had the privilege of experiencing it now for nearly 40 years. I've been going up there, and it's still the happiest day of the year is when I, you know, fly into those remote camp I'm heading into in our opening territory. And, you know, the second happiest day, of course, is when you're flying out, because it's a The Yukon, I've said before, that it's a place that you either find yourself or you lose yourself. And it's something, like I say, I wish everybody could experience at least once. Unfortunately, it's expensive to run camps up there. Every single stick, every cup, every, little tea bag, it has to be flowing in, and that's expensive to run. Insurance nowadays with COVID, our airplanes, the insurance has gone through the roof. It's just an expensive place, and unfortunately not everybody is going to be able to experience it. But I truly wish that everybody, every hunter, every outdoors person could experience the Yukon once. It's spectacular.
Jim, I've seen just how special it is to you in your face, in your eyes throughout the years when we've had a conversation about it. Hang on, Jim. We're going to be back. Much more to come from Jim Shockey. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Pro Plan Performance in the sport packaging. It's perfect for your hard-working dog. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
You know what? We smell like fish, and we're proud of it. I'm Mike Iaconelli, and this is Kinder Outdoors.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these Native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with #2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. plus smart components like an aluminum RV type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple to use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dylan builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dylan. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
We the people, and our right to bear arms, and our right to free speech, gather here. This is Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
There is a part of our American history that is so precious. We stand guard over it day and night. It's the right to enjoy the heritage of hunting, fishing, camping, safari, and the shooting sports. Come stand guard with us at DSC, biggame.org.
I'm Billy Kinder. Thanks so much for hanging out with us at DSC's Kinder Outdoors today. This corner of the camp house brought to you by my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch, Joe and Ann Kirchival, their place in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. How would you like to take ownership, call that place yours, in a way that allows others to cook the meals, wash the dishes, and mend the fences? All you do is show up and have a good time. They're selling memberships of different levels now at Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn all about them at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, our special camp house guest today is an old friend of mine, Jim Shockey. He's at his place in North Carolina. And hey, Jim, I really appreciate the time. I want to talk to you about your diet a little bit, man, because you've eaten stuff that most of us will absolutely just never touch. In fact, I saw you on television one time eating what looked to be an overgrown rat. And I asked you about it next time I saw you. I asked you about it. And you explained to me that the paca was actually some of the best protein you've ever put in your mouth.
It really is. You know, I get asked all the time, you know, what's the best wild game meat to eat? And you know, there's the classic elk and moose and deer and those kind of animals. But the best wild game, I mean, wild sheep up in the mountains, you know, mountain sheep, that is really good meat. But I think that's because you're starving. Most times when you finally get a sheep, you know, you've been living on granola for a week or 2 weeks and backpacking, using up 10,000 calories a day and taking in about 700. So that's why sheep taste so good. But honestly, the best wild game that I've ever had is that paca, which is a rodent, a little spotted rodent, lives in South America and North America, well, Central America, the very southern part of Mexico. Also, the brush-tailed porcupine over in Liberia, you know, fantastic, and Ghana, West Africa, in the jungles. It just so amazing, the flavor. You know, probably the most expensive of all game meat in the planet is, or of any meat in the planet, would be the Ader's Duiker off Zanzibar, you know, in the East Africa, off the coast of Tanzania. You know, that's it probably runs at about $10,000 a pound, you know,
wow,
to eat that meat. Yeah, when you figured it out. trust me, that's not offered in any restaurant in this planet. You have to actually go get it. And that's the same with most of the wild game, the meat that we eat. You know, you can, some places in Europe, you can hunt red stag and the fallow deer and whatnot, and they sell it in restaurants. And North America, a lot of the meat is wild game is actually raised, bison and whatnot, elk, they're on farms. But that's, the foodies out there, anyway, of you listening, you really don't know what flavor is until you try some of these animals that you have to go hunt yourself. There's no way, you can't go buy it, and it's expensive to go do it, to go get it. But, then you can truly call yourself a foodie. And I guess in a way, that's what I am. I love the tasting these flavors from around the world, and paca and brushtail porcupine, down in South America, we have something called a capybara, the largest rodent in the world. So it's essentially a giant, guinea pig or rat. It's got a short tail, so more like a guinea pig, but they can weigh 100 pounds, more than 100 pounds. And it is exquisite meat. Of the flavor is fabulous. But again, you can't go buy it anywhere. I've had the privilege again of trying the meat from different animals around the world that you just can't go buy. You have to actually go live with the indigenous people and eat like they do. And they eat like kings, better than any fancy restaurant in downtown New York City that you spend $10,000 for a meal. The indigenous people around the world eat better than the people that can afford that kind of meal in New York City.
Wow. Well, and I believe every word that you're saying there, Jim, but I just want to urge people to go Google it. Take a look at a paca and then tell me if you would put that in your mouth. I saw Jim eating that thing and I thought, man, that dude is hungry today. He's had a bad hunt. I thought maybe you missed the whitetail and had to settle for the next thing that walked up to the feeder there,
No, I love it. But to me, your sense of taste is like the rest of your senses. And, I want to listen to music that's different. And, to know what I like, I need to try it all. And the same thing, for looking at art. I love to look at all the, modern art, mid-century modern, I don't care, cubism and realism. You have to look at it all to appreciate what you really like. And that's why the sense of, taste. I want to taste, I want to eat, the Mopani worms and the worms off the islands of the Sesi Islands in Uganda that grow, these grubs. They grow in rotten palm trees, and they're the size of your thumb, and you just eat them. You break open these rotten palm trunks that have fallen over, and there's these giant big white grubs, and you eat them. I want to know what, Igonuk, rotten walrus from up in the high Arctic with the Inuit. I want to know what that tastes like, what is it? Surströmming, the rotten herring from Sweden. I mean, try that. It's disgusting, but you won't know what you really love until you've pushed the limits of your senses. And that's why I guess I'm a bit of a foodie that way.
And nothing wrong with that. You've had a splendid opportunity to take in all of these different experiences, and you've made the most of them and shared them with us through the years, and we greatly appreciate it. The Jim Shockey Classic is coming up next weekend, March 28 and 29, and that's going to be on the Isle of Palms in South Carolina. The golf tournament is sold out. The scramble is sold out for this year. However, you'll do it again next year, I guess, huh, Jim?
Yep, that's the plan for sure.
Okay, so get an early jump on that, and for sure, come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, and we've got a link to all those great auction items where you can help our warriors the work that Jim and Anthony do with Freedom Hunters. Hey, Jim, a pleasure to talk to you. Give the family my best, and we sure look forward to hugging necks and shaking hands.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on air.
Jim Shockey, you've watched him and his family on television for many, many years. He's done it at a very high level for a long, long time, and hey, he still is. There's a little time left for you to book a bird hunt at Joshua Creek Ranch. You know, when it gets too hot, you got to put the dogs up. But they still have a few weeks left of bird hunting. The cover is still good. Knowledgeable guides, well-trained dogs, hard-flying birds. Beretta and Orvis call this place, hey, one of the best. And you will too, I promise you. Book a trip, Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, and like Jim was telling us earlier, you know, the golf tournament is sold out. Boy, you better get your name on the list for next year, though. You heard Jim say they're planning to do it again. So you can't play golf next weekend. It's sold out. But you can without leaving the comfort of your home, which we've all become accustomed to now because of COVID. You can bid online for those great auction items, and that all starts at kinderoutdoors.com. Keep in mind that every penny benefits Freedom Hunters. Check it out, kinderoutdoors.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Cheatham, Executive Director of the DSC Foundation. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. Buffalo Wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in Buffalo Wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, chasing muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com. Hey, I want to let you know about something that's brand new and coming to South Dakota this fall. The Dead Rabbit Lodge. You see, the owner received his higher learning from the University of South Dakota, the Coyotes. The dreaded enemy of the University of South Dakota Coyotes is the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. Therefore, the name, the Dead Rabbit. The Dead Rabbit Lodge sits on the eastern bluffs of Big Blue Lake Oahe. The view from your giant Western Canada Red Cedar Lodging stretches from the dam to the south, almost all the way up to North Dakota. The Big Lodge is finest splendor from top to bottom, perfect for big family or corporate groups. But the Dead Rabbit will also feature separate hotel-style rooms, a great game room and bar for entertaining, guest-only dining featuring the Rabbit's award-winning chef. Oh, and about 40,000 acres of the finest pheasant hunting in the world. You won't forget. the dead rabbit, National Outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until National Outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We swapped Neighbor Jones some good cigars for an evening hunt in the honey hole. Come along with Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
As you make your way through the old pasture gate at the bottom of the hill, DSC is there. When you step on the tarmac for a South African summit on poaching, DSC is there. When you carry your fly rod into the Bighorn River or your neighbor's perch pond, we're there too. BigGame.org.
Hey, I want to wish all of our friends in Georgia a good spring turkey season. It all starts today. It's opening day for Georgia turkey hunters. You guys have been driving your families crazy, practicing with those diaphragm calls around the house. They're ready for you to go. Get out and go shoot a turkey. Here in Texas, our spring turkey season in the north zone, north of Highway 10, for those of you that are familiar, doesn't start until April 3rd. But down in the south zone, they open up today, south of I-10. You can put four turkeys in the freezer here in the great state of Texas, and that is my goal. Better than a butterball, wild turkey on the table. I'm pretty excited because coming up in a few weeks, I'm going to visit a West Texas ranch that I hunted for 20-plus years, and I haven't been out there in a few years. The place is really special to me and Robin, and we're going to go out and turkey hunt and primarily just visit with the rancher and his family, who are like family to us for a few days. We're really looking forward to that. And I'll tell you what else I'm looking forward to. Slicing that turkey breast up into strips, double batter chicken frying those things, and serving them up with the mashed potatoes and gravy, cream gravy, maybe a little fried okra. Get out of here. Mercy. Makes me want to say. And you know, I don't talk about it much when I talk about my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch, but in addition to the world-class bird hunting and axis deer, free-range axis deer hunting, they've got a really nice wild turkey hunt waiting on you. A challenging Rio, Texas Rio turkey hunt. A five-star stay at this Beretta and Orvis endorsed lodge. Incredible food. Five-star hospitality. You ought to do that. Take the wife, escape to the Texas Hill Country for a couple of days, and enjoy a great Texas Hill Country turkey hunt. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at kinderoutdoors.com. Well, before we get out of here today, we need a story. We've got a great campfire storyteller. Actually, no longer with us, but he told a lot of stories around our campfire for many years, and we sure do miss our friend Ray Sasser. He was the outdoor editor for the Dallas Morning News for 30 years, wrote a bunch of books, an incredible wildlife photographer, and an excellent outdoorsman. Here's a piece he did paying homage to the hunters that came before us.
On a friend's ranch in southern Texas, there's a spot where two arroyos join like freeways merging into an interstate. Unless there's been a heavy rain, unlikely in this part of the world, the arroyos are dry. In another part of the southwest, they might be called dry gulches. at some point before modern man carved up South Texas, marking his territory with wire fences as a mountain lion marks his with yellow feline urine. The Dry Gulches obviously ran water. A ready source of water was a powerful attraction to ancient man who camped at this site for thousands of unrecorded years. For a 100-yard radius around the confluence of the arroyos, it is difficult to pick up a rock that does not show signs of having been worked by prehistoric man. Even now, my friend claims that he never goes to the place without hearing whispers of the past. Politically correct sorts claim you should never pick up an Indian artifact. To do so, they say, destroys a page of ancient history. Well, we already destroyed the culture that made the artifacts. I guess we should have asked them about their history before we wiped them out and forced them to live on reservations. I cherish each artifact that I find as a work of art. It's my observation that many hunters are also keen on Indian artifacts, and most of the hunters I know have a reverence for the hunters who went before them. Leave the artifacts on the ground long enough and they disappear. Personally, I think people who say we shouldn't pick up artifacts are nuts. They rank right up there with the extremists who think that animals have rights superseding the rights of people, and that we're depleting the ozone layer with hairspray and we'll all die of skin cancer if global warming doesn't kill us first. For me, the bottom line is that life causes death, and I'm particularly pleased with my undeserved ranking on the food chain. I also pick up every arrowhead I see, a practice that's legal on private property in Texas, assuming you have permission from the landowner. Most of the time, I'm too busy watching for distant whitetails, pinpointing the gobble of spring turkeys, or trying to keep pace with a rapidly disappearing bird dog to look closely for artifacts. I never find one, though, that I don't wonder about the craftsman who shaped it. I hold it in my hand just as he held it in his hand. Did he live 1,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago? Was he the man who invented horn rattling for whitetails? Was he a good shot with his bow? Was he satisfied to make a bow and arrows the way his ancestors taught him? Or was he forever experimenting with materials and designs that might prove more effective? What was the hunting like in his time? Did he ever shoot a really big buck? Was a deer with unusually large antlers considered strong medicine? Based on cave paintings that usually depict heavily antlered game, I suspect hunters have always viewed large antlers as strong medicine. When I hold an arrow point in my hand, I wonder how many arrows were considered enough to carry on a deer hunt. When I find a projectile point that's broken, as most of them tend to be, I always wonder if the point was broken on the rib of a monster buck. More likely, it was broken in the napping process and simply discarded as a misfire. One fall, I was deer hunting on Watt Matthews' historic Lambshead Ranch on the Clear Fork of Throckmorton County's Brazos River. Though I was looking for the forever elusive monster whitetail, I was not opposed to collecting a Rio Grande turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. With the turkey in mind, I sat for a couple of hours beside the river. From a high bluff overlooking the river, I'd seen two flocks of mature gobblers and at least 50 hens water at this pool. It's difficult, in a place as magic as that, not to wonder how many hunters had waded beside this same river pool. The first human hunters were armed with stone-headed clubs or rocks the size of baseball. They were succeeded by more sophisticated hunters, armed with hickory bows and flint-tipped arrows, then black powder and smoothbore rifles, then lever action saddle guns, and finally a stainless steel 280. With more at stake and less technology to make them careless, those early hunters chose their stands more carefully than I. The turkeys finally showed up. It seemed inevitable that they would. They shuffled down from the shady thicket that lined the river's rich floodplain. One old gobbler in particular sported a full beard that looked as thick as a mare's tail. I was admiring the bird in the rifle scope when it occurred to me that the turkeys were on the opposite side of the river. Retrieval of my Thanksgiving feast would require wading waist-deep through the cold water or backtracking 2 miles to a shallow river crossing. The settler would have scoffed at wading through water much colder. The Indian might have laughed aloud at walking 4 miles round trip to retrieve a bird weighing 20 pounds. They were hunting to feed their stomachs. I was hunting to feed my soul. As the turkeys wandered away, never even aware of my presence, under the gnarled roots of the stately tree, I wedged a shiny 280 cartridge. It probably washed away in the next higher waters that flooded the river bottom. I hope it will be found 1,000 years from now and considered an ancient artifact by someone just as curious about the hunters who came before him.
My old friend, Ray Sasser. I have very fond memories of Ray, a quiet, soft-spoken, simple man. Several years, he and former Major League pitcher Todd Van Poppel and I would get together on Todd's place and hunt turkeys. During the middle of the day one year, I looked at Ray and said, "Hey, Ray, I have lost your cell phone number." To which he replied, "Good." I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today. And I want to thank you for hanging out with us and invite you back next time around to DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.